Okay, today's daf is Yevamos, daf Nun Vav, 56. Here in Maseches Yevamos, in Perek HaBaal Yevimto, and we are on Nun He Amid Beis. We're in the middle of the Machlokes. What exactly is Tchilas Bia? What is Ha'ara? That is the question. So we have the Shita of Shmuel. Shmuel said Ha'ara is Neshika. That means just the touching. But by definition, Shmuel said touching means penetration, and therefore there is considered to be a Maisa Bia. Just as we always announce this month, the month of Kislev sponsorship, by the way, is sponsored by, in honor of Jonah Kubietzky, in commemoration of his attainment of Shnas Gvura, by his siblings Nachman and Elka Kubietzky, Moshe and Arlene Kubietzky, Abe and Chani Greenberg. We thank them for the sponsorship, and we ask anyone who wants to join in the Harbatzis Torah to be able to contact the OU. Okay, so Shmuel says, Ha'ara is Neshika, and why is that? Because EF Sheshlo Yitchok Abasar, there must have been penetration going in. While we are up to now, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. We quoted Rabbi Barbarchana in the name of Rav Yochanan, who agreed to Shmuel, because he said Gemar Bia was what's said by Shivcha Charufa, which is Hachnas HaZatara. That's an even deeper, that's physical penetration, clear penetration. So therefore, he could agree to Shmuel, who says Ha'ara is an Ashika. Now we have the second of three versions of Rabbi Yochanan. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'ara Zu Hachnas HaZatara. Rav Dimi quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying, Ha'ara Tchilas, what is that? Hachnas HaZatara. That is Tchilas Bia. That's not Sof Bia, like the first Rabbi Yochanan said. That's Tchilas Bia. Amrulei v'harabba barbarchana lo amr hachi. Aye, they asked Rav Dimi. Rabba barbarchana, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, he didn't quote that Rabbi Yochanan said that. Amr lehu, he answered, I'iu shakroi, oh anah shakroi. You're right, one of us is lying. He didn't say both. So the answer is that either him or me, one of us is right, but yes, I agree with you that Rabbi Yochanan had to say one or the other, right? That kind of statement reminds us of Ksubis, Rashi and Ksubis on Daf Nun Zayin. We mentioned this many times, where Rashi says there is a limit to Elu ve'elu Devar Elokim Chaim. Though the Gemara tells us in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, that principle, Elu ve'elu, and that was even said from a Basko, Elu ve'elu aval halacha kebeis Hillel, but there is a limit. What's the limit, says Rashi? If there's a machlokas, what somebody said. If there's a machlokas of Tanoim, Amorayim, Elu ve'elu, even if there's one opinion that he changed his mind, he said A and then he said B, it could be that there's a svara that he originally held of, and then he argued. But if there's a machlokas, what one person said in Shir, so that you can't say Elu ve'elu. One of them is lying, just like here. Rav Dimi announces that either he's right or Rav Avrachan is right, but they can't both be right. That is what Rashi says in Ksubis Nun Zayin Amad Aleph. Again, we'll read it. Dehecha da ashkuchan amoroi de pligi ahadadi kol chara liba de nafshe. When amorom are arguing by themselves, each one according to their own svara. Vitre amoroi achrini de pligi biplukta da hanach amoroi. Vistan lefrushe milsa betre lishni chadi minayo miflegi tre amoroi liba de nafshayu. Shekol echad omer svara shalo. That's fine if you say that. But skipping a couple of the words. Could be that Rashi had this Gemara in mind when he says that. One of them is lying. But if they're arguing based on their own reasons, nobody's lying. There's no sheker. Kol chad v'chad svara di deka amar. Mar yov taimele teiro, mar yov taimele yisura. Mar medami milsa la milsa, hachi, umar medami le b'inyan achrina. Right? They both say their own svaras. They have their own comparisons. V'ikal amemar, elu ve'elu divri elokim chayim heim. And one could say, elu ve'elu, the Gilyan HaShas here says, look in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, for the source of that. Zimnin d'shayach ha'itayma v'zimnin d'shayach ha'itayma. Sha'atam mishapech lefi shinui hadvarim b'shinui muat. So there are different places to apply different svaras. So Rashi says, ain kan sheker, there is no sheker. And again, we're not having a shir on Elu ve'elu now, but just to quote one source, who focuses on the lashon of sheker also, and that's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. In the Emes LeYaakov on Parshas Breishis, Rabbi Yaakov develops a beautiful thought on the pasuk Nase Adam Bitzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. He says, based on the Medrash there in the parsha, the Medrash says, Amar of Simon, Bishah Shabbat Kadosh Baruch Hu Livrosas Adam Arishon, when Hashem came to create man, Naasu Malachei Hashareis Kitim Kidim VeChaburos Chaburos. The angel started going into groups. Mehem Omrim Al Yivro, Mehem Omrim Yivra. Some angel said, oh, great idea to create man. And others say, no way, it's a terrible idea. Hadahu dechsiv, chesed ve'emes nifkeshu, tzedek v'shalom nashaku. That's what it means in the pasuk. Tzedek and shalom and chesed and emes. What do you mean? Chesed omer, the malach, or the one looking at it from a chesed point of view. Chesed omer, yivra, create man, shu gomel chesedim. Right, this is what the Gemara says later on, Yivamis. We'll get to this in a couple of weeks. The three midas of a Jew, Rachmanim, Baishanim, Vegomle, Chasadim. So we do Chesed. So it says that one Malach, create man. The Emes Omer Al Yivra, Shekulo Shikarim. Emes says, no, don't create him. He's full of falsehood. Kulo Shikarim. Tzedek Omer, next. Tzedek Omer Yivrashu Oset Stakos. Tzedek says, you know how much staka is done in Klal Yisroel? Shalom Omer Al Yivra de Kule Ketata. Shalom says, don't create the Kule Ketata. Ma'asa. So it's two against two. What does Hashem do? Ma'asa, he could cast the deciding vote, but instead, what does he do? Kaviyachol. Ma'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Notal Emes Vehishlichu La'aretz. He took Emets and he threw it to the earth. Hadahu dechziv vatashlech emes artsa. He threw emes to the earth. Amru malachei asharis. So stop there for a second. What does that mean? So it was two against. So it was one of the mafarshim of the Medrash says, well, it was two against two. So that was two against one. Okay, so one might say, so why did he take emes and throw it? Why didn't he throw shalom? Right? Then it would also be two against one. So, but the Medrash continues. Amru malachei asharis levnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ribon haolamim ma ata mevazet tachsis al tikisia. Why are you throwing your signet? The Gemara tells us elsewhere that the Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. That's his signet ring, Emes. And that's Dafka when he takes it and throws it away? That's what it has to be. Tala Emes Min Haaretz. So what does the Medrash end off saying? No, Emes is going to come from the earth. Hadu Dachsiv Emes Me'aretz Titzmach. So what is that? What is going on here? What does it mean? Natal Emes Veshlichu La'aretz. So, explains the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that the issue was that each one of these had a good taina. There's some tzedek, there's some, no, there's a lack of MS, there's this, there's that. So what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He created a new form of MS. What did he do? There's MS, ultimate MS. What Rav Moshe Feinstein calls in his Akdama, MS le'amita. Or what Rabbi Yaakov calls here, MS shamaimis, heavenly MS. And what did Hashem do? He threw MS to the ground. What does that mean? He created an alternate MS. Multiple truths. Lefichach nirli levara divrei medrash, bofan pashut. Doha MS hapshuta amra shaha adam umali shkarim. Really looking at it from a true perspective. So, man is full of falsehood. Bebeisha kashem shepar tzufeya meidem shavim. Kachin deoseim shavim. Whenever there's a machlokas, one of them's wrong. V'imkain behechrichu mali shkarim shere ein dea amitas elachas v'nimsa deshara deos hein deos kozvos v'gam hashalom amar adam ukulok tata, because there's machlokas, people argue. What did Hashem do? He threw emes, stafka emes, to the ground. Klomar az chidesh hakadosh baruch hu chidesh gadol b'inyan emes. Hashem was bechadish something. Shaha emes hine yachasit v'lo hechletit, relative truth and not absolute truth. V'tia emes artis, the emes artis shamaimis. The nimsa shemei oz yuchal adam lios amiti lefi madrega sova sagaso. So a person could be amiti according to his emes. As Rav Moshe Feinstein says in Hakdama to Igros Moshe, that if there's a posig that goes with trepidation and yirei shamayim and yirei pachad, and he goes through the sugit, he comes to a conclusion. So that's a level of emes. That's emes lahora. There's a new form of emes is created. So it's not sheker when there's a machlokes. It's a new form of emes, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka took MS and threw it to the ground and didn't throw Shalom to the ground, because he is creating this type of MS. And this is even the same idea is used by Rav Asher Weiss in his Hakdama to his Tshuvas of Chelek Beis, where he talks about the Gemara Bamitzia, where there's a machlokes about a detail of Hilchas Sara'as, one of the most radical formulations in any Gemara anywhere. There's a machlokes, and the Gemara says that this same machlokes that was happening on earth was happening in Shemayim. There was a machlokes between the angels and God. And the angels said one shita, and Hashem said another shita. And they said, who's going to be machriya? So they said, let's go to Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. He's going to be machriya. So they go down to earth, and Rabbi Nachmeni paskins as he dies, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wonderful. The problem is that the Rambam paskins against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the Rambam, Menuchas Tumas Saras. So the Kesef Mishnah points out, this is the only time that the Rambam paskins against God. So how do you even say those words? So explains Rav Asher Weiss, based on the same idea. It's not paskins against Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's truth, ultimate, that's one level of truth. But the second that the Rabbim, Achiram Lahatos, come up with another interpretation of the Psak, that's also truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also paskins that way. That's another level of MS. So that is also what the Rashi says, whenever there are different opinions, there's Elu v'Elu, but there's an exception to that rule. And that's when there's a machlokas about one person said, and that's what our Gemara says. What Rav Dimi says, O Ihu b'Shakroi, O Ana Shakri. Okay, beautiful. Let's continue now, six lines from the bottom. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came, Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So we have the third of four, actually. Four statements to the name of Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came, he said, Ha'ara zu hachnasas atara. Right? So Ravin quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying, Ha'ara is hachnasas atara. So that is exactly like what Rav Dimi said. So, these opinions, Vade argue on Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying otherwise, that Gemar B is Hachnasas Atara. So, Ha'ara is Neshika. So, they for sure, these two, Rav Dimi and Ravin, who actually usually argue when they're quoting Rabbi Yochanan, so here they agree, so they for sure are against Rabbi Bar Bar Chana's version of Rabbi Yochanan. So, Ad Shmuel Milema Palig, but shall we say that this is also arguing on Shmuel? Is it possible to put that together? So, Gemara says, lo. Maybe they mean the same thing. Maybe it's referring to a few second process, but it's not one versus the other. So it could be, if it's two different people talking, they're talking about the same process. One's referring to the beginning of the process, one's referring to the end of the process. Finally, number four, really number three, if you're counting content, number four, counting people. Kiyasa Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Amar Rav Yochanan, Ha'ara zu achnasas atara. Ha'ara is hachnasas atara, gemar bia mamish. Gemar bia means actual gemar bia, something more than hachnasas atara. Mikan ve'eluch, anything less than this, anything less than hachnasas atara, Eino ela neshika, that's only considered a neshika, upatar aleha, and one is not chaya for all the averis regarding that, upalik ad Shmuel. And this for sure argues on Shmuel, who says that neshika is significant. Neshika is tchilas biya, but this person says neshika is nothing. Hachnasas atara is the first significant act in any maisa biya, both for averis and for mitzvahs, as we have said. Gemar biya, even though all these halachas we've been emphasizing is tchilas biya, that's what is significant, but we know for at least one area of halacha, which we mentioned yesterday, outside, gemar biya is important, and that is dam besulim. We know, gzeira drabanan, based on the gemara in Meseches Nida, that even though mida oraisa, dam besulim has nothing to do with dam nida, dam besulim is mutter. Right, Dam Besulim, there's nothing to talk about. Right, the Mishnah says that in Nida originally there was a certain number of nights that the husband and the wife got, even if they saw blood, it would be mutter because we attribute this to Dam Besulim. But Chazal were already masakin many years ago during the times of the Gemara that no, we're not. Once there's Dam Besulim, then we have Prisha as well. But it's not just Dam Besulim, as the Mishnah there formulates. In Nid on Daf Samachay and the Brisa there, that it is only after a B.S. mitzvah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's him in Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Hakones Esa Besula, Boel Be'ilas Mitzvah, Vegomer Biaso, Uporesh Miyad. Right, so the heter is, one is allowed to be gomer biyaso, even if there is dam there. He does not have to finish his maisa biya, says the shach, afal bisha adam sho seis fiyoreid, v'hu adim demutter lo lifrosh pe'ever chai, v'esorach lahamtena shiyamos ho'ever. Right, because this is not a real isser per se that, right, like we know elsewhere, if chas v'shalom, if somebody is with one's wife and she's pirsanida, the Gemara says that you have to wait until a person calms down and he's porish be'ever mace. But here, no, even be'ever chai, once the maisa bia is completely done, but nishika, chas zatara, that's not Gemara bia. And therefore, that would not be considered a Gemara bia, legabe, this halacha of dam besulim. Okay, this is the Shulchan Aruch Hazim Mekuf Tzadi Gimel, and all the ramifications of a wedding night based on that simon. Okay, now we go into the next sugya. Echad ma'ara ve'echad agomer kana. So the Mishnah had said all of the types of bios geruos, all the types of shoking, mazed, onis, ratzon, ma'ara, gomer, kana, that works. So now, we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. What exactly does that mean when the Mishnah says the word kana? My kana. What does it mean? So Rav amar kana lakol, Rav says it works. Even though it's an inferior type of bia, it works. Kana lakol works for all intents and purposes. They are married. Ushmuel amar. And Shmuel says, lo kana elo dvarim hamur b'parsha. No, it works, because there's a special limud by Yibum that it works, but it doesn't mean they're fully married. It works for the mitzvah of Yibum regarding the halachos that are explicit in the Torah regarding Yibum. That's it. Not the other halachos. Lirash b'nichse achiv, number one, to Yarshin, his brother. So that's what it says in the Torah. Yakum al shem achiv hameis. And olupotram and ayibam. And to pater from Yibam. To pater who from Yibam? So Rashi quotes, if after doing this bia geruah, he dies, and he has other children from another wife, there's no chiyuv of Yibam there. Because this is considered his wife, and she's buteras lashuk. Or if he divorces her, you don't need chalitza. Or if there's a co-wife, niftara bibiaso shalzu. So Rashi quotes three nafkaminas for lapocha miyibum. But this is machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether it's a full-fledged marriage, that's the chiddush of the Torah, or only regarding the halachas in yibum. There is a machlokas rishonim here, which bia geruah is under discussion by Rav and Shmuel. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says all of them. Kanal Akol, third line in Rashi, be'echem and abios agruos halalu. Any of the bios gruos, the inferior bios talked about in the Mishnah, meaning shalokedarka, ones, ratzo, no kava, bad kavanas, not bad kavanas, just no kavana for the mitzvah, or ha'ara, right, tchilas bia. That's also included. All those Rashi is not machalik. Be'echem and abios agruos halalu. Any of them. That's Rashi. Rov Rishonim, though, argue with this and say no. Ha'ara is not, at least according to the Bavli, is not under discussion. Tchilas bia, we know for sure, would work. That's not in the category of bia grua. Look at the last five lines of Tosfos. Tosfos says, the top Tosfos, and also Tosfos points out, the fact that these few words are right by the two dots, that's the title for this Gemara, don't be misled. That's really a mistake. It should say like dot, 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 before or after. Tosfos says at the end of that Tosfos, Uma shekava Machlokasan kan amasnisan de echad agomer vechad ma'ara lav mishum de Allah pligi. Don't think that Rav and Shmuel are arguing about the ha'ara case, and that's where Shmuel limits it. No, even Shmuel would say that's full. Elamishum de misayim bakana de koinami abia shogeg. It's focusing on that last word kana, but it's referring to the earlier bios that one didn't have proper kavana for the mitzvah. Kain nire l'ri. That's what the Ri holds, and that's what Rov Rishonim say over here. He quotes the Yerushalmi, the Machlokas is even by Ha'ara, but Tosfos does not think that's what the Bavli holds. And if you look in the Ritva also expands on this beautifully, where he says, Ve'ein pirizeh nachon kefi shitas gemara shalanu. Right, this is not what we hold. Ela vadai, plugta de Rav Shmuel, eino beha'ara. No, if it's just chilas bia, even Shmuel agrees. It's full. De hasam vadai, kivan de bechol duchta chashiva kegmar bia, in all areas of halacha, besides shivcha charufa. Right, in all areas of halacha, chilas bia is considered gemar bia, for averis and for mitzvahs, and for marriage, as we saw. Hachanami, imha rabbi yevimto, bimis kavein, if he had chilas bia, had ara biyevimto, and he had kavana for the mitzvah, ishta wilo chal davar, liyarsho, litami lo, lachila betruma, everything. No, the machlokas is, upluktayu, kishaba alea afilu kidarka, bemezid, obishogeg, debaamalokana, usually that doesn't work if you didn't have kavana. Eldahachar abin rachmana, but yeah, the Torah includes it, but it's a bia gerua, and that's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. So that's an important machlokas to be aware of. What's the Gemara talking about here? Which case? All of them? Pashtus of Rashi? or all of them except for Tchilas Bia. What are the nafkaminas? Whatever Shmuel Shita is, it's limited. It's only for Yerushas Echav and Petur Yibam. Which halachas are not here? So that what's not here is for the Tiyarshin, his wife. Tiyarshin's wife. Let's say the wife dies after this. So that's not here. So the Rishonim say that he wouldn't do that according to Shmuel. Or Tuma. Litamila, right? If one of them would be, if she would die, whether he would be able to be matami for her, the answer is no. He wouldn't be according to Shmuel. So this is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. So now the Gemara says, we're going to have two versions in the Gemara of the machlokas. So here's version one. Min hanisuin, luk divrei hakol achla. Really, Bein l'Rav, Bein l'Shmuel, if the previous brother had been fully married, if the deceased brother had been fully married, and he was a Kohen, and his wife had eaten Truma, so then even Shmuel would agree that through one of these Bios Geruos, she would be able to eat Truma again. Because she ate earlier. It's easier to go back to something than to start something new. So, if the first brother had Yisuin, so then everybody would agree. Ki pligi mina erisin. Now, the machlokas is, if the first brother only had erisin, and then he dies, and then this second brother does a bia garua. So, Rav amar achelis. Rav says, no, she eats truma now. Taha rabbi rachmana bias shogeg kemezid. Because the Torah includes any bia shogeg kemezin, and therefore it's included. It's included for all intents and purposes. Shmuel amar ki Rabbi Rachmana lo'ukmei b'makam ba'al. Shmuel says no. The Torah includes, has the ribui, not to say they're fully married. No, for certain areas of halacha. Lo'ukmei b'makam ba'al, to put him in place of the husband. So that's for Yerusha, and that's for p'tur yibam. La'alumei mi ba'alo, not to make him stronger, and therefore what? Min ha'erisin, we paskin, that the husband is not machil his wife in truma. Maybe that's only drabanan, but lamaisa is not machil his wife in truma, only after erisin. So now, we're not going to allow him with this bia garua to be stronger than what his dead brother had been powerful to do. And that's why Shmuel limits it here. Shmuel goes according to his reasoning with this following klal. Kol sha'bal machil, yavam machil. Anytime that the husband was machil truma, the yavam can be machil b'truma, even with a bia garua. V'chol she'ena bal machil, yavam eino machil. And if the baal was not able to be machil because it was only min ha'erisin, the yavam is also not machil with a bia garua. Obviously, if he does full bia, so then he's fully married, and then he is ma'achil more than what the first husband does. But that's nothing to talk about, right? Rashi says, V'davka bebiya belodas kinyan, avo bebiya gemura, ishto gemuri, v'ocheles afil l'shmuel, bebiya gemura, for sure, it would work. Interesting, Rashi there, when he talks about the bebiya geruos, he says, belodas kinyan. He doesn't quote the Ha'ara. Right? Could it be that Rashi doesn't say Beferish before? Could it be that Rashi would agree the other he showed him that it's not about Ha'ara? He doesn't say it Beferish. But that is interesting, the second time that Rashi talks about it. Okay, so that's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara just says it's limited to min ha-erisin, if the first marriage only had erisin. It's a meisve. So now we ask a brisa akasha. Bas Yisrael pikach ashenis arsa l'koin pikeach. There's a marriage, wonderful, two healthy people, two mentally stable people, a girl and a boy, and he's a Kohen. Velo hispik lakonsa, and there's only erisin, so she's not eating his truma yet. Velo hispik lakonsa, and they don't get to get, they didn't have nisuin yet, ad shenis chareish, until he becomes a chareish, he becomes a deaf mute, he becomes a lav bar da'as. So a lav bar da'as can't do kiddushin, but a lav bar da'as can do nisuin. So, right, so this says the Gemara, ein ocheles, she does not eat, even after Nisuin. Even after Nisuin, she doesn't eat, because we'll see, Gzera. Bishum, if we allow this to function, say that Nisue Cheresh, so then we might come to even allow Kiddushe Cheresh. And that doesn't work even on a Daraisa level, because he's a Lav Bardas. He can't be Kone. So that's the Braisa, right? If he became a Cheresh before Nisuin, so then even after Nisuin, she does not eat Truma. Mace, Vinafla Lefeyava, but what if then, after Nisuin, which is basically doesn't make a difference, it's like before Nisuin, he dies, and now she's falls in front of a Yavam Cheresh, the brother is also a deaf mute, Ocheles. After Yibam, she can. Now she's an Eshes Kohen. Shukirit, Ubazu, Yafe, Koach HaYavam, Mikoach HaBal. And here, in this case, you see the Yavam is stronger than the Baal. The Yavam, who functioned and did Yibum when he was a Chereish, it works to allow her to eat Truma. And in the first husband, if he did Nisuin when he was a Chereish, it wasn't strong enough to be Machal B'Truma. So Bishlam al Rav Nicha, fine, according to Rav, that's fine. Because Rav said before, it could be that the second husband is stronger than the brother. Elo l'Shmuel Kasha, the problem is Shmuel. Shmuel's Lashon was, if the Baal is not Machal, the Yavim is not Machal. So if the Baal wasn't Machal B'Nisuin, the Yavim shouldn't be Machal B'Yibum. Amr l'cha Shmuel. Shmuel says, okay, add in a line to the Braisa. Emahachi. Velo hispik lakonsa. Add in this line. They married, everybody was healthy. Velo hispik lakonsa achen ischaresh. And he didn't get to marry her until he became a cheresh. Eina ocheles betruma. Fine. She does not eat truma even afterwards. Kanas the achar kach nischaresh. But if she did, he did nisuin first and then he became a cheresh. At the time of the nisuin, they were healthy. So ocheles. Then she can eat truma. She doesn't lose her ability to eat truma just because he became a cheresh. Meis v'nafla lifnei yavam. And then, if he died, so Shmuel adds in the middle line, if he dies after being ma'achil her b'truma, meaning the case where he became a cheresh after nisuin, meis v'nafla lifnei yavam cheresh ocheles, that's the case that Shmuel is referring to. So it's equal. It's not stronger. Umay bazu, what if the Brisa says the last line? Bazu yafakoch yavam mikoch abal. So what does that law mean according to Shmuel? Aren't they equal? No. The ilu ba'al cheresh meikar lo ocheles. If the Baal had been a cheresh before what he had to do, meaning nisuin, it wouldn't have worked. Even though this case on the discussion is where he had nisuin and then became a cheresh. But if the Baal had become a cheresh before, it wouldn't have worked. The ilu yavam cheresh meikar achla. Well, in our case, the cheresh who becomes, he is already a cheresh before yibim is done, it works. So in that theoretical sense, the cheresh is stronger. But in the same case, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. If the brother would have been a cheresh before nisuin, then even the yavam wouldn't work after yibam. That is all part one of the Gemara. Part one, version one, is where we say the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is only when the dead brother only had erisin, minan nisuin, everybody would have agreed that with these bios geruas, she would be able to eat truma. So now we have Ika da Amre, different version. The Ika da Amre, mina erisin, diriyako lo achla. The opposite. No, everybody agrees that if there was only erisin with a dead brother, the Yavama would not eat with a Bia Garua. The lo achla b'chayibau, because this Yavam is not going to be stronger than the dead brother. If the dead brother wasn't ma'achil, so too, he is not going to be ma'achil. Ki pligi mina nisuin, the machlokas is where she already has eaten truma. Where the dead brother had nisuin. Rav Amar Ocheles. Rav says, yes, why? Tohavis Achla Meikara. Even though this is a Bia Garua, but she had Truma originally, so it's easy to get Truma back. Achla Meikara. And other things also. That's a Rav, that's the Chiddush HaTorah, Kana Lakol. Ushmuel Amar Eino Ocheles. Shmuel says, no. Ki Rabbi Rachmana Bia Shogi Kemezid. Lidvar Mamur Beparsha. When did their Torah include Shogei Kemezit? Right, that's Beferis, like those shitas. I think that's what it's limited to, the bad Kavana ones, L'dvarim Hamurim B'Parsha. Aval L'chol Midilo, but it's not a full-fledged marriage, and therefore Shmuel would say, even if there was Nisuin, still, this is not going to be strong enough to be Ma'achil. Yamar Rav Nachman, now, the two brises that we asked before, the two points that we made before, let's ask. Beforehand, this was a Lishitaso, and now it's a question. Yamar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Kol Shabal Ma'achil, Yavam Ma'achil. Didn't Shmuel say that they go together? And in this case, the Baal was Ma'achil, so why isn't a Yavam Ma'achil after a Bia Garua? So, Ema, no, don't say Baal, say Bia. Ema called Bia Shabal Ma'achil Ba. Every type of Bia that if the Baal would have had, he would be Ma'achil with that. Yavam Ma'achil Ba, then a Yavam can also be Ma'achil with that type of Bia. They call Bia She'ena Baal Ma'achil Ba, and if there's a Bia that the Baal is not Ma'achil in, Ena Yavam Ma'achil Ba, the Yavam is not Ma'achil regarding that. Period. What does it mean? What's a Bia that the husband is Ma'achil Ba? What does that mean? What does that mean? What do you mean, what does that mean? Tosfos is bothered by a question. Tosfos, Dibur Maskol Kobia. Tosfos says, if you look in Kiddushin, in the first parak on Daf Yud, there's a machlokes, whether Kiddushe Bia. We know the three ways to get married, Kiddushin, Kesef Shtar, Bia. Kiddushe Bia, the Gemara asks, does that accomplish just Kiddushin, Erisin Ose? Or is that even Nisuin Ose? Or is that even functioning as chuppah? That's it. You do both at one time. So says the Tosfos, E bia erison oset. So when the Gemara here says that the bia, any bia that the Baal is machulba, that's talking about, according to the opinion, that kidushe bia is nisue bia, because that would be machal. If not, what else? If it's kidushe bia, plain kidushe bia, laman damar erison oset, only accomplishes erison, what we said, and arusa is not, doesn't need truma. So Tosfos says that this Gemara must only be going according to that opinion. To call bia shabal machal ba al yidei chupa sha'achareha ka'amar. Oh, then Tosfos quotes, I'm sorry, another daya. Either this is opinion, either the Gemara here that says a bia creates a heter for her to eat truma is according to the opinion that kiddushe bia creates nisuin. That's one answer. Tosfos then says, no, it doesn't really mean bia in our Gemara. It means bia with a following chupa. A bia, which is not problematic at all, which will lead to a chuppah to call bia again. Sha'ba'al ma'achil ba al yidei chuppah sha'achareha kamar. So that's how you have to understand the Gemara. A bia with a chuppah after it. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, kigon bias chuppah. What does Rashi mean? Bias chuppah. So maybe Rashi is implicitly bothered by the question, and he's saying like that man da amar, that bia creates chuppah, or something else. Maybe Rashi is saying what the Ramban says here. The Ramban here says it must be a case where first he created the chuppah, he's under the chuppah, or he does the chuppah, and then he's mekadesh, then he does the bia. That's the Ramban's line, without explaining anything. The Ramban right here says, Inami kagon shechnisa lechuppa, uba aleha l'shem kiddushin, shebebiyazu nasis nesuo machuba. Usually nisuin creates the ha'achala l'truma, because that comes second. The Ramban says you could flip it. You could have nisuin, and then you could have kiddushin. That's the Ramban. He doesn't make a fuss about it. He just says it. But really, that is a major discussion in halacha. Are you allowed to flip? Could you switch? We know kiddushin is stage one of marriage. Nisuin is stage two. What if you did it in the opposite way? So who made this question famous? The Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech has a suffix about it. Mishnah Lamelech Hanuchas Ishus in the 10th parak. He says, V'nistapakti. Nistapakti. The 10th parak of Ishus is about nisuin. That's the Rambam's parak all about nisuin. After Erisin, you have to have nisuin in order to have a hetel abayla. V'nistapakti. Ibi inan sheyu kiddushin kodmin l'chupa. Ava, are they just... Well, let's just say it first, and then we'll talk about the lamdis. Avalam kadma hachupa. If the chupa came first, af sha'achar kalkidesh, mikomako momahani hachupa. Hakodemes, lachshiva kinesua. O dilma, kol shahaya sham chupa vikidushin, harehi kinesua. Viafim kadma chupa litnisuin. So he says, that's the suffix. What's the root of the issue? The root of the issue is this just two ingredients of a process? Where did we discuss this a few weeks ago? 10 blot ago. We discussed this by Geiris. Whenever you have a halachic process with a few ingredients, one always has to ask, are these equal ingredients? Are these two halves of one coin in the process? Is one a background for the other one? So Geiris, Mila, Tfila. So which is the Iker, which is the Tafel? Are they both parallel to each other? Are they two halves? What's a major nafkamina regarding all of these? We had a machlokas, Tosfos and the Ramban there. The order. Is the order ma'akev? If the order is ma'akev, so then you're noted to say that it's not just two ingredients, because then it shouldn't matter. If you making a cake, it doesn't matter which ingredient you put in first into the bowl. You mix it all together at the end. So too, if there are just two equal ingredients, the order shouldn't matter. And maybe that's what the that side of the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech. If you say it has to have an order, then you say no. Maybe the first step is a background to the second step, which is the clincher, which is the final step, or the opposite. The first step has to be first because that's the ikker, with a t'nai that the other step is done afterwards. So that's the suffix here. And he quotes Aramban. He quotes Aramban. Aramban, he quotes the Ramban in Kiddusha, but it's the same Shita. Same Shita quotes Aramban that says that the order does not matter. Right? It could be either or. Very crucial Ramban. Related to this is also the Mishnah Lamelech has a quoted. Little bit similar time period, maybe a little bit earlier, so it could have been earlier, that's why I was quoted. The Radvaz. The Radvaz of the Tshuvin, Chelek Aleph Simin Shin Ayin Beis. This is the Shaila he got, She'ela. Every Tshuva of the Radvaz is amazing, and a lot of them are quoted, Halacha L'maisa. This was the Shaila. A woman lent a ring to her friend. Her friend was going to a wedding. So, L'hiskashiba. So, she says, I need some jewelry. So, woman A gave woman B a ring. Woman B then, and said, met a boy. met a man, Reuven, and Reuven said, you know what, can I borrow, I need to borrow the ring, I want to give it to my girlfriend, whatever, right? So Reuven borrows the ring. So it was woman A's ring, and it was borrowed to woman B, lent to woman B, and then woman B lent it to Reuven, and Reuven was Mekadesh and Isha with it. And he, Reuven didn't tell his kala that it was a borrowed ring. Now we find out that the ring is borrowed. What's the halacha? The Radvaz says clearly it was no marriage. It was no marriage. The chazan didn't give her something of his. You gotta do kiddushin again. It wasn't kiddushin at all. Many reasons, in quotes, some of them, su lo nitna lo rishus lashila achirim, the first woman B doesn't have rishus to give lend it out, and then ve'ena shoel rashoi lahashil v'avi makadish begezel, it's like you're being a begezel. He says, if the mashil knew that this was the plan and he let it go, so then maybe you could say it's anansadi, that he doesn't want to create mamzerim, he doesn't want people to get mixed up, so mistama, he gave it to them, even if it was a matana manas lahachsir. But either way, paragraph one is, it was not a marriage. Then paragraph two says the Radvaz, you have to do kiddushin again. But you don't have to do nisuin again. You don't have to make sheva brachas again. V'yafal pi shenimsu akidushin l'mafreya einam kidushin. Even though the kidushin come out that they weren't kidushin, mikol makom kfar nichnas olachupa v'habrachos chalu shapir v'kala bibracha mikri. Unbelievable. The Radvaz seems to be saying that you really do you have to do nisuin again. You don't have to do nisuin again. But is he saying fundamentally the order doesn't make a difference? Yes. But what's his added chiddush? That a nisuin after a kiddushin that was problematic. So you might have all said it's al das that kiddushin. It's still okay. And that nisuin works. And he quotes, v'lav de mistafina. And then at the end he says, if I wouldn't be scared, now he says, even lachadchila, maybe the seder's not ma'akev. Hava amina deina teda ma'akev. Dim shideh isha v'echnisa l'chuppa u'birech sheva brachas. V'achar kach kidsha. It's not really appropriate. I'm not sure. But here, where he already did the Kiddushin and did the Nisuin, for sure he says you don't have to do the Nisuin again. So he's Davar Pashit, like the Ramban, that there is no problem. The Ramban doesn't make a big fuss about it. If the Mishnah Malach wouldn't have pointed it out, maybe we wouldn't have noticed it. But that is the question. Are you able to have Nisuin after Kiddushin? There are some Shitos that say that what we do as Badekin today is Nisuin. Right? We do five or six different Shitos of Nisuin. Kiddushin, we know what it is. It's clear. So, the ring under the chuppah. Hariyamu Kudesh asleep. But what's Nisuin? So we do a lot of different opinions. The canopy is Nisuin. Going home that night is Nisuin. The Yichud room is Nisuin. Maybe even the Badekin is Nisuin. According to some, Das Yachids in the Rishon, in the Mordechai, Tosfos Reh, discussed Badekin. So the Badekin we do before Kiddushin. So if you say the Badekin is Nisuin, so that's the Mishnah Melech Safek, based on that Ramban. Okay, weiter. We go continue in the Gemara. So we are in version 2 of the Gemara, if you remember. So the Machlokas Rabban Shmuel. The Machlokas is about Ki Pligi Mina Nisuin. If the dead brother had Nisuin, and now the Yavam does a Bia Garua. So is that going to be Machil, the wife, and Shuma, if they're both Kohanim? So this came Machlokas Rabban Shmuel. So now we're up to Meisvei. Says the Gemara, Meisvei. So now we asked the question before, we're going to ask the same question. Meisvei, basi zol pikachas, shesash, lakoin pikach. Velo is piklikot, sash, nischareish, eina ocheles. Remember the case, two healthy people got married, and then all of a sudden the husband becomes a chereish before Nisuin. So then, even after Nisuin, it's not going to work. Meis, fenafel lefnei yavam. If he then dies, chereish, lefnei yavam, chereish ocheles. If he then dies, and then Yibim is done, it works, even though the brother is also a chereish. Ubezu yafe koach yavam mikoach pal. Fine, that's the brisa verb before. So now the Gemara says, now it's a kash on both, so to speak. Because both of them hold, min ha'erisin lo achla. So here, that case of the chereish before Nisuin, it's like always considered erisin, and there it says, the yavam is ma'achil. So Bishlamala Rav Metaris Kidataris Beikara. So Rav is not a problem because Rav will explain how Shmuel explained earlier in the Gemara. Just like Shmuel added in the line that the last line of a Yavam's Bia working is going on a case where the Chereish, he was Nischarish only after the Nisuin. So that's how Rav would interpret this Gemara. Ela Lishmuel Kasha, but according to Shmuel, even that case would be a problem. So Kasha, there is no answer. There was no answer given. Halacha l'maisa, what are we paskin? Says the Rosh here, halacha karav b'yisurei. We paskin like Rav, and therefore there is kinyin la kol. The Rambam, amazingly, does not quote this in Hilchas Yibam. If you look in the Ein Mishpat here, it's all Hilchas Trumos. In Hilchas Trumos, the Rambam says the Bia Gerua is not Kone. Ba'aruzka is not Kone. Right? It doesn't work. It's limited. Perek Yudches Alachavav. It's not called Hilchas Trumos. The question is, why does he only talk about this in Hilchas Trumos? So the Beis Yosef suggests he's Meshamet it because he would agree that everybody, he holds like the version that everybody agrees it will be Kone. Be Kone, like more Makel opinion. But the Vilna Gaon, again, the methodological point here is the most important. The Vilna Gaon argues on the Beis Yosef and says, don't be medayik for the fact that the Rambam doesn't mention it in Hilchas Yibum, because it could just be that the Rambam's derech is to only quote Dvarim HaMefurashim B'Gemara. Based on it. If he says Yirali, so then he's obviously quoting something from himself. But if he's quoting a Gemara, he'll only quote the Gemara in the context where the Gemara appears. That's what the Gra says. It's in Kuf Samach Vav in Eved Ezer. He quotes the Beis Yosef, V'Rambam lo hizkir zeh, desfirle dedafka l'truma, Beis Yosef. V'zeo shamar yesh omrim. That's why there's a yesh omrim in the Shulchan Aruch here. But then the Gra says, V'eno mochrach, ki chein ein darko lichtov rak ha-mefurish b'Gemara. That's a great line of the Gra. The Gra usually doesn't say anything. Sentences. He just says Mar Makomos. But here he quotes a sentence. He says, Ein Mochrach, Ein Dako Lukta Rakam Afurish B'Gemara. Right? It's only the Derech for the Rambam to quote what's before. Okay. Just while we have that open, the Ramah on this halacha that we have here about Bia Shogig and whether it's Kona, the Ramah just adds in one, the last line of Kuf Samach Vav. Yesh Omrim, Shahabal Yavimto, Tsarech Levarech, Asher Kedeshadu, because of the Tzivanu, Albias Yavama. I think we quoted this in our introduction of Yibam. Is there a bracha on Yibam? So the Tur quotes the Itur, and the Ramah quotes it here. That is a bracha. Asher Kedeshadu, because of the Tzivanu, Albias Yavama. So you have to make that bracha before they're in a situation where there's Erva there, and you wouldn't be able to say Shem Hashem. But that's what he says, and the Beishmuel quotes this Tur, Beshem the Itur, he quotes this, and the question is, when do you say it? So, the Beis Shmuel says, the Iter says, Yimavarech Acher Abia, Umash Batam Dechashir Shevetach Sarhivet, Tamai Bavar, Bracha Levatala, maybe they'll discern a Chalitza. Lefiza Yish Lomar, Lamai Dekaimel, and Yimavarech Berchas Erison, Kodem HaKidushim, Lochashir Shevetach Sarbo, Hachanayim Lochashinan. So the Beis Shmuel just discusses whether it's before or after. But if it's before or after, Mistam, it has to be at a time when they're both covered, and there's no issue of Erva when making a Bracha. Okay, we are at the two dots. Tan Rabbanan. Bas Yisrael Pikachas. Shenis Arsel Koin Pikeach. They get married, two people. Velo Hispik Lakotzash and Ischarish, as we said before, Eino Ocheles. So then he's not Machil because he was a Cheresh when he had Nisuin, and we're Gozer Atu if he was a Cheresh by Kiddushin. No La La Ben Ocheles. But what if they have a child? This man who became a Cheresh before Nisuin has a child with this woman. So now she could eat because of the child. She could eat truma. Mesa ben, what if the son then dies? So, Rav Nari Nasan Omar Ocheles, Vachama Omar Eino Ocheles. Machlo, guess my time with Rabbi Nasan. The Gemara asks, what's the reason for Rabbi Nasan? The Chachamim we know, because she's back to stage one. And he's not Machil. Rav Nasan says, Amar Rabba, Ho'o v'shekvar achla. Once she already started eating truma, she has the heter. Amar le Abaya, Elameata. What about this case then? Bas Yisrael, Shenisis l'Kohen v'misle. What if a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen and then the Kohen dies and they don't have children? To Dinda Araisa. She's not allowed to eat. Why not? Teichol shekvar achla. Why don't we say she could eat according to Rabbi Nasan? Ella, what must we say in that case? Kiba de misle, paka le kedusha semine. Once the husband dies, then the kedusha is paka, the connection is paka. She's no longer in the world of kahuna. So achanami, see here too, when the son dies, kiba de misle, paka kedusha semine. So Ella Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, no, there's a different reason for Rabbi Nasan. Not because, oh, she originally ate, because that svara doesn't work. Kasava, Rabbi Nasan, nisue cheresh, ma'achilin betruma. Remember, Nisui Cheresh really are Ma'achil B'Truma. On a Deoraisa level, even Erisin should be enough. Rashi explains the Gemara this way. But on a Derabanan level, we don't allow Erisin to be Ma'achil. Why? Because they're Xeris. Maybe she's going to give her family to drink. Well, she's going to bring Truma to her house and give her family to drink. But those reasons for Xera don't apply by a case of after Nisuin or the Cheresh. For lo gazrina, Nisui Cheresh, ato Kiddushi Cheresh, and we're not Gozer, that people are going to get confused and allow this even if he was a Cheresh before Kiddushin. And the Rabbanan are Gozer, and that's why they say it's Aser. Amalei Abaya, Ihaki, if this is all true, that there's no problem by Nisui Cheresh, nola la ben lama, lamali. Reb Nasan should say a shita even if they didn't have a child, right after Nisuin. So the Gemara says, you're right, Mishum Rabbanan. The son is only mentioned because they're Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan agree that if they have a child, so then she eats Truma. But without the child, not. But Rabbi Nassan would say, even without the child. V'liflog Rabbi Nassan alaya b'resha. So why doesn't Rabbi Nassan argue in the resha? Why doesn't he just say, right after the Chachamim say, Eino machil, he should say machil. Shavik lul rabbanan at the besayimin l'masayim. Why? Because they first let the rabbanan say their whole shita. V'hadar palag alayhu. And then they quote the day of Rabbi Nassan, who argues. Says the Gemara, that's not true. We have the rabbanan after the Rabbi Nassan also. Iachi listening mesa ben eino achelas, Rabbi Nassan omar achelas. If you really want to finish the shita of the rabbanan, say the whole rabbanan shita. So kasha, so that's a little difficult that we split up the rabbanan anyway and we wait. But either way, Lamaisa, Rabbi Nassan says mutter even without a child, and the Chum say aser once the child dies. What the lashon of the Gemara here is, we wait until the rabbanan finish and then we ask. The Sha'ar Mitzion of Halacha here, Kedarko Bakodesh, is a classic line that he would bring. He says, ah, this is like the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, which one of the Milas HaChachma of a Chacham in Perkei is, he's not nichnas to what his friends say. Doesn't interrupt. He lets somebody finish and then he talks, right? That's within the midos of a chacham. So yikanis to talk divrei chaveiro. So that's what the Gemara is based on here. Lo yikanis. He does quote there though that sometimes you find a brisa being quoted and then the Gemara jumps in while the brisa is being quoted. The brisa is not even finished yet. So he quotes the Shid Mekubetzes Exubus on Daf Memches, who says that haklal biyadenu kisheyesh kushya gedola bebrisa o bemaimar. If there's such a bomb problem and we have no idea what he's talking about, then the Gemara interrupts him. If it's understandable, but you can have a problem, you can have a stira, you can have an external issue, so then you let him finish and then you ask. That's a fascinating Shidim Kubetzes in Ksubas and Daf Memches. Good. Second to last line. The Mishnah had said the halachas of the first part of the Mishnah, of Shogi, Mezid, Onis, Razan, all the rules and regulations, applies to any case of arayos or psulos. So Amar of Amram, Hamilsa, Amarlan, Rav Sheshes said something, Van Arinu La'ainin Mimastisan, and he proved it from our Mishnah. What did Rav Sheshes say, and how did he prove it from the Mishnah? So, says the Gemara, Eishes Yisrael Shenensa, this is what Rav Sheshes said, and Eishes Yisrael Shenensa, Vabishu Muteris Labayla, Psula Lekuhuna. We know the halacha is, Rachmana Litzlan, if a woman is raped, if a married woman is raped, if she's an Eishes Yisrael, she's allowed to stay with her husband. If she's an Eishes Kohen, she's not allowed to stay with her husband. Says Rav Sheshes, that's known. Rav Sheshes is Mechadish, if an Eishes Yisrael is raped, even if she's Muteris Labayla, she can stay to her husband. What if her husband then dies? She cannot marry a Kohen afterwards. If her husband divorces her, then she can't marry a Kohen anyway. She's a Grusha. But if her husband dies, she is Psula Le'Kahuna. Rashi says, Emes Baila Lotinasi Le'Kohen. That's the Chiddush of Rav Sheshes. We'll talk about it, but let's continue first. V'tana Tuna. And then Rav Sheshes brings our Mishnah. Tuna means our Mishnah. Rashi says, Tana Didun. Right? V'chein, the last line of our Mishnah. V'chein Abal Achaz Bikol Arayos Amuris Betorah O Psulos. So the Mishnah quotes all of the unusual halachos, and then says, and the same, v'chein, we're medayik in every word of the Mishnah, and also by arayos and psulos. The same thing applies. So my v'chein, what's the v'chein going on specifically by the psulos? My love, isn't it referring to all the cases of the Mishnah? All the dinim. Loshna b'shogig, loshna b'meziv, loshna b'onis, loshna b'ratzon, all those cases, v'katani psula. And it says psula there. So even in the case of ones, even a case of ones would apply to psulos, meaning psula lakuna. So even if a woman is raped, or Rav Sheshes says, that's a rayatar to me, I think the v'chein at the end of the Mishnah is going on all the cases previously mentioned in the Mishnah, including ones, which is the case of that I'm talking about. So the Gemara says, no, lo, v'chein doesn't have to be talking about that. My v'chein, aha ara. No, it's just referred to ara, meaning there's a psula lakuna wherever it applies, tchilas bia would be good enough. So that's where. So no riot of Sheshes. But once we say that's the shot of the Mishnah, so we got to figure it out. Aha, ara deman. What are we talking about? What is the ara referring to in the v'chein? Ilema da arayos. Are you telling me that the first half of the Mishnah says ha'ara works, and then the second half says, and it also works by arayos? Ilema da arayos, lamema da arayos, yafina mi yavama. It works by yibim and it works by arayos. Adaraba, yavama yafina mi arayos. We spent yesterday talking about that. What do you mean? The limit is learned from arayos to yavama, not the opposite. Dikir ha'ara ba arayos ksiv. So Gemara says, okay, Elamai v'chein, it's still no raya to Rav Sheshes. V'chein is not referring to Hara, but it's referring to Ashalo Kedarka Darayos, that limud, that even Shalo Kedarka. So Gemara says you have the same problem. Adarabba, Iker Mishkevei Isha Barayos Ksiv, that's the source. For, that even Shalo Kederech is Usser, and you learn Yibam from there. Say Elamai v'chein, Ashalo Kedarka Dachayvi Lavin, not Arayos. But Chayvi Lavin, it's not written by Chayvi Lavin. So Arayos, it teaches Yibum, and then the extension of that is Chayvi Lavin. That could be learned from Yavama. Period. The idea of an Ashes Yisrael or anyone being ushered to a Kohen, so we know generally a Kohen has to marry someone who is not considered a Zona. A Zona is someone who is Nivol Apostola. So what's included in that? So the Tosas Yishanim right here, it's printed on the bottom of Amud Aleph. The Tosas Yishanim says, Pani Habala Pnuya does not create Zona. If a woman had a relation before she was married, she was not married, and the man was not married, and the man was a Jew, so then that does not create an Isur L'Kohen. That's the Tosas Yishanim on the bottom right here. Bias Nus to Pnuya, Lo Pasala L'Kohen, V'lo Mashvi L'Zona, Deles to Savar, Pani Abala Pnuya, Shelo L'Shem Ishus Asa Azona. That's the Tosas Yishanim. This is a very important Halacha L'Maisa discussion. Rav Moshe, Rav Avadya, the Olaf Chuvas relating to Baalei Tshuva. Baalei Tshuva, who come and let's say they want to marry a Kohen, but they weren't so, they don't have such a tar background. What if they are? The Ravadi has a tshuva specifically. If you have a girl who was on a college campus, a university campus, and she did whatever she did. She said, I was only with a Jew. I was only with Jews. Right, so do we trust her? What's the rove? Many people are promiscuous on college campuses. So we say, most people are non-Jewish in the world. Is that a rove that we could use? What's the halacha? What if she says it was a Jew? Rav Moshe writes in Evan Ezer, Chelek Dalet Simen Chafei, Ubechlal Kol Balos Tshuva, Yesh Lachush, Alehen Shema Nifsalu L'Kahuna, Nivalu L'Nachrim, Shepotan L'Kahuna. If she's Nivala to a guy, Nivala Pasalas, and then that's it. She can't marry a Kohen. He says, he has a Tshuva, a couple of, unbelievable, to read this Tshuva, in Simen Mem, Chelek Dalet Simen Mem, Pinuya Shazinsa, Leinian Heter Lakoen Vachash Kiddushin, right from 1975. This woman obviously wrote to Rav Moshe, and she says it was a Jew. So he says, you know, you should be Naaman, but it could be that at that time in your life, you weren't a Naaman. So could you really believe now what you said then? He goes back and forth. He doesn't give a specifically clear answer, and he says at the end of the tshuva, I've never seen this before in the tshuvas, Im lo muvan davar me'advarim shekasafti. If you don't understand something that I said, tov shetavoi va'az b'lechach bioter. You should come to my house and I'll explain it to you more. V'gam b'dvar ha'tshuva ha'yatov shetavoi shekashet dvarim elu lechto b'chsaf. It's hard for me to write this b'chsaf. Ha'mevarech oschach b'chaim shel tshuva v'yirashamayim. That's from Moshe. Moshe says, I don't want to write too much here, so please come to my house and, you know, I'll tell you exactly what to do. Viter. Amar Rava, 12th line or so. Amar Rava, Ashes Kohen Shenensa, Bala Loka Alamishim Zona. If an Ashes Kohen is Nansa, we know the husband has to divorce his wife, even if it was Ones. But what if he doesn't? What if he lives with her? Which Aveira did he do? So he's Aser Mishim, he's Loka Mishim Zona, because that woman is, she's cleared as Zona. Mishim Zona in Mishim Tumalo, only Mishim Zona. There's a pasuk by Acharei Asher Hutama'a. By Machzor Grushaso, but that's learned for Sota. So Ema Af Mishim Zona means two Averis you get. Masiv Rev Zera, is that really true? V'hilon is Pasa Asura. This is the Makar for Eishes Kohen and Eishes Yisrael being different. If she's not forced, she's Aser. Hanis Pasa Muteres, but if she is forced, she's Mutter. That's by an Eishes Yisrael. V'yesh Lecha Acheres, Shav Mishin is Pasa Asura. But there's another woman, even if she's forced, she's Asura. V'eizazu, su Eishes Kohen. The Lava Bamechlal Asay Asay. There's no Los Asay in that Pasik. It's an Asay. So how could Rava say you get Malkus? Rava say you get Malkus. It's an assay. You only get Malkus if it's one of the four words. He's Shamer, Pen, Al, or Lo. So it's an assay. So Amar Rava, no. This is how you understand it. Hako, Hayu, Bichla. That source, that pasuk is not the only source. That pasuk is a limitation of the Isser from elsewhere. Hako, Hayu, Bichlal, Zona. Really, all women who were Nivala would have been categorized as Zona. Kishapir lacha akasav ga be'eshes Yisrael. The Torah goes out of its way to give a hefter be'eshes Yisrael. V'hilo nispasa asura nispasa muteres. Michlal to eshes koin get the kaima kaima. But that implies eshes koin never moved. She's still considered a Zona. And from elsewhere, a koin at the beginning of Emor is not allowed to be with a Zona. Right, but it doesn't mean that it's a new Isser from this pasuk. The Ikadamri, similar discussion as follows. Amar Rabba said this. the opposite. Eishes koin shenansa baal aloka la mishum tumah. Tumah, mishum tepasik in kiseitse. Mishum tumah in mishum zona lo. Alma baonis lo karina bezona. So this is a statement. So it must be that this rabba does not include an ones, that's not called a zona. She might be a surah labaila, but she's not considered a zona. Most of Rav Zeir the same question. V'hilo nispasa asura nispasa muteres. V'yesh locha acheres. Shalva bishin nispasa asura. V'ezu zuzu eshes koin. V'lava bama chala se asay. So how could he say malchus? It's based on an asay. Omar Rabba. Hakol hayu bechlal acherei asher hu tama'ah. Everything was included in that pasuk, and there it says a lo sasei. Kishapir lacha kasev gabe eishes Yisrael. V'hilo nispasa asura nispasa muteres. Mechlal de eishes koin kedekaima kaima. Both are saying that this limud by sota, the difference between eishes Yisrael and eishes kohen, that's not the source of the yisur. The source of the yisur is elsewhere, by zona or by tuma. This is just limiting the yisur, but the yisur is the original yisur. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue next time with the Mishnah, continuing here in Abba, Al Yivim. Again, we thank the Kupiansky family for the sponsorship.